over the air. 2016 has kicked off. First speaker of the day was Hadley Beamon, and I'd like you to summarise what it was. That's Hadley Beamon on Twitter as well. What it was you spoke about.
Thank you. I talked about Trump and Brexit and what it means for us as developers. There's a significant amount of uncertainty around both what is happening in the UK legal space as well as the US policy and political space. But we do know some of the new policies and some of the implications of the changes that are ahead. And so I wanted to talk about how they're going to change the software that we develop and the internet that we run on.
How do you feel on a scale of positivity to negativity regarding what's in store for developers, particularly around privacy?
You threw me a curve there. I had an answer and then you changed the question. Broadly, I feel good about the prospects for privacy. I think end-to-end encryption, I think TLS, I think the tools that we have and we build on which rest a significant part of our economy and our banking system, I might add, I think they give us a pretty reliable amount of secure of privacy and security at the moment. I think the fact that we are continuing to constantly improve them and we are focusing more and more on designing our websites, our digital services, our software, on protecting users' privacy and minimizing the amount of personal data that we hold about them, those are all movements in a good direction.
There was a bit of a flutter of activity on Twitter when you suggested the possible standardization of what the term private browsing means. And that was kind of interesting and pertinent for me as well, because I've looked at a number of different settings when it says private browsing. And I'm wondering, this isn't actually private. What it's doing is just not saving history. It's still scraping up a lot of data in a lot of cases. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I think private browsing mode is unfortunately confusing for many users. And one of the main reasons it's confusing is because it differs from browser to browser. Each browser has a different way of managing cookies when you're in private mode or incognito mode or whatever it is that they call it. Different relationship with your history, different ways of worrying about fingerprinting and whether a site can tell who you are, or not paying attention to those things, which then sets different expectations for the user. It seems to come down to essentially having different threat models in mind, whether they're trying to protect you from somebody else sitting down at your browser after you've left it, or whether they're trying to protect you from somebody over the network intercepting what you're doing on the web, or whether they're trying to protect you from the server or the site that you're using knowing too much about you. The fact that we have sort of a mix and match approach to those features in each of the private browsing modes really bugs me, and I think it's a disservice to our users.
Especially when there's quite a bit of, there's a lack of education when it comes to how people should be browsing securely. I was just trying to write my newsletter last night in the hotel and my VPN was on and that got me barred and blocked from MailChimp, for example. And when I said, I've got an issue, I can't do my newsletter through a VPN, they said, well, turn your VPN off. And there I am on the hotel Wi-Fi, which is asking for trouble. Do you do anything in particular yourself when you are browsing? What kind of practices have you started to do?
Personally, I do just about everything in private mode in a variety of browsers, and I change browsers regularly. I clear my cookies and clear my history fairly often as well. I'm also aware that that then means I do have to log into stuff on a regular basis, and it means that my user experience is a bit more clunky. I'm okay with that, but I recognize that a lot of other people aren't.
There's going to be a lot of talk tomorrow here at Over the Air 2016 about these kind of things, particularly surveillance, and I'm kind of excited. Are you staying for the 2 days?
I am. I'm really keen to hear tomorrow's talk.
How do you feel about this being the last Over the Air?
I'm really sad. It's been such a huge institution in the London hacker scene. The years that we spent camping out at Bletchley Park and, you know, sort of reliving the encryption days of World War II, and then moving here into central London, it's been a wonderful opportunity to have everyone come together once a year and work on fun stuff and sort of check in on the state of the community. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, me too. Dan and Maggie talking earlier on about It was Dan and Maggie.
It was.
This is my vacant brain here.
Talking about they've had a good run, they're going to quit while they're ahead, and if it wasn't for Nexmo, which are the gold sponsor of this year, it wouldn't actually have happened. And a spectacular venue as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I think Dan and Margaret deserve huge, huge accolades for the amount of work they've put into this every year, but particularly this year, they've struggled valiantly to make this a great occasion for all of us to come together. And even if this is the last year, I think they deserve enormous thanks from all of us.
Definitely. What are you looking forward to over the next 2 days?
I'm looking forward to having some time to hack. I think I want to work on a couple of projects of my own. I am really keen to see what everyone else is working on. A number of people here are old friends who I now only get to see a few times a year because daily life has pulled us in different directions. So I want to see where everyone is.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. No doubt we'll get a chance to chat more over the next 2 days. And yeah, really enjoyed your talk. Appreciate it taking the time. Where can people find you online?
Thank you for the opportunity. I am at Hadley Beeman and hadleybeeman.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.